Hey everyone, my name is Ken Wolf, and I'm back again for the I Encourage podcast. I think this is our second episode, and I want to thank you in advance. Thank you for watching it. I hope it's encouraging to you. And remember, one of my goals is for you to be encouraged. And then not only that, for you to then go out and encourage others and make a difference in their life. I want you to know we're living, again, in a world that seems to get more chaotic all the time. But it's very important. I just believe it's important that we remember the people that are around us, the circumstances that we're all in. And I've heard it said before, be kind because you never know what someone's going through. They may have a smile on their face, but I mean, they could be facing a difficulty that you don't know about. And so I just want to encourage you to encourage others, your family, people at the supermarket, your neighborhood, people you work with. Be an encouragement to someone. Be a light to someone. Be salt. Make a difference in their life. And I promise you, when you make a difference in someone else's life, it makes a difference in your life as well. Encourage one another. Today this podcast is about words. Sunday night, let me just back up a little. Sunday evening, Jeannie and I went with some friends to they wanted to show us the new house they just bought and everything that was going on there, and they had a lot of remodeling to do. And so afterwards, we went out to eat at a local restaurant and enjoy some time together. Well, it was about 9:30 p.m. when we got home, and Jeannie and I have got three dogs that we take care of and a few things to do when we get to the house. And so it's getting a little bit late, and we have to get up early on Monday morning, earlier than usual, because on Monday morning here at the church, and if you don't know it yet, if you're just now viewing this podcast, I'm a pastor at Encounter Church in Wichita Falls, Texas, and just love what I do, and love encouraging people and helping people. But on Monday morning, we have to get up very early, and we have an early morning prayer service here at the church. It's one we live stream, and I want to encourage you, if you ever would like to join us, start your work week off the right way in God's presence. I mean, it's really powerful. And every Monday morning, it just seems to keep building from 6:30 to 7:30. It's on our Facebook page, Encounter Church, Wichita Falls. And I just invite you to join us. It's really good. But let me go back to the story. We had to, get things ready. And so by the time we get to bed, it's maybe 11 o'clock. And got to get up really early. I had my alarm set on my phone for 4:30 in the morning, so I like to get to the church early and pray and get things prepared for the other people coming in and things such as that. Well, about 12:30 in the morning, I wake up. I'm laying there in the bed, and from 12:30 to 2:30, I'm awake. And you know that can be really frustrating when you know that you've got to get up, really extra early, and but yet I'm laying there and I'm just like the only way I know how to explain it is this, and this may sound a little strange. Well, it is strange. I had like this billboard going off in my mind. All I could see was like this billboard with these bright lights flashing for about 2 hours. I mean, it was just there, and I'm trying to sleep and I can't sleep, and it's just there. And the billboard is saying something that all week long, I mean, so far, I mean, that was yesterday morning, but so far, all this week, and it's just really been impacting my life, and it was these words: your words are powerful. Wow, think about that. Your words are powerful. On this billboard, it's like it's flashing, and it's like it's in capital letters, and your words are powerful. And so, needless to say, when I did get up at 4:30 and then throughout the rest of the day, I mean, that just impacted my life. Your words are powerful. And I begin to think about that statement, about the power of our words. And being a person of faith, as I mentioned, I'm a pastor, I looked at some scriptures that I know are in the Bible, and one of them is this. and it's found in Proverbs 18 and 21. And it says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, you choose. Man, what a powerful verse. What a powerful saying. Words kill, words give life. They're poison or fruit, you choose. You know, one of the sayings that we used to have as a kid and a long time ago now, but was, and some of you probably heard it, some of you probably said it before. It's this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is so far from the truth. That is not true. Why? Because just as I've read there, and your words are powerful. The words that you speak out of your mouth have power. They make a difference in your life and the lives of other people around you. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That, my friends, there's nothing further from the truth than that right there. Words have power. Just as I read a bit ago, words kill, words give life. And I want to read that, Proverbs 18 and 21, in a bit of a different translation. It says this: death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. My friend, if I can encourage you at all today, I would say this: your words coming out of your mouth make a difference. They make a difference. Some of us, you know, we even still hear words that were spoken over us when we were kids, maybe by a parent, maybe by a teacher, someone that was close to us, a person in authority. That's how powerful words are, especially if they were negative words spoken over us. We still hear those words sometimes. And last week, I turned 61 years old. And I can still remember words that were spoken to me when I was 10, 15, you know, years old. And that many years ago. Why? Because words are powerful. And some of you are thinking right now about words that were spoken over you when you were younger. Maybe some were positive. That's awesome, especially if you remember those words. But some of them were negative. And you still remember them. You still think about them. They still affect your life. Why? Words are powerful, friend. Words kill. Words give life. Well, think about that with me, both negative and positive. We think about those words. I heard, in fact, that couple that we were visiting with Sunday evening, while we were out to eat, said, one of them said this: it takes 10 words of affirmation to overcome one negative word spoken to me. 10 words of affirmation to overcome one negative word spoken to me. Why? Words are powerful, especially negative words. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11, it says, so speak encouraging words to one another. Speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope. So you'll be together in this. No one left out. No one left behind. Speak encouraging words to one another. Wow. And I don't know about you, but there are times that I need encouragement in my life. And I think people all around us right now, especially, you know, with the different crises going on in the world, families are struggling. I hear about it all the time as a pastor. People are really struggling. People need encouragement in their life. How can you do that? With words. Words have power. And they can either build up or they can tear down. They can either give life or they can kill. And so let me encourage you today on this podcast that your words are powerful. And what are you using your words for? Are words about someone has the power to influence the person that we're talking to. Did you know you can use words, and I've known people to do this. I've done it in my life in the past, not proud of it. But have you ever used your words in talking to someone, negative about someone else, that you were wanting, and what happened, it really accomplished what you wanted it to accomplish. That person you were talking to formed a negative opinion about that person that you were talking about. That other person you were talking about wasn't even there, but your words that you spoke about that person helped another person form a negative opinion about them. Wow, that's the power of our words. And sometimes we can use our words, especially in that manner, in a very unhealthy way. And that's why I like this saying, encourage someone behind their back. That if I'm going to talk about someone behind their back, I want it to be encouraging words that I'm talking to someone else or sharing with someone else about that person. I want it to be encouraging. Encourage someone behind their back. Why? Because words have power, my friend. But I don't know if you ever thought about it this way, but what about your own self-talk? You know, if my words are powerful when I'm speaking to someone else, are they just as powerful when I'm speaking to me about me? I think they are. You know, the only big difference is sometimes the words that I'm speaking to me about me, they're just going through my head. They're not always coming out of my mouth, although sometimes they do. But my own self-talk makes a difference in my life as well. The way I talk to me about me is important. Why? Because again, words are powerful. You know, there's a story of a guy in the Bible in the Old Testament named David. He was, God had selected him to be the king. He wasn't the king yet, but yet he had built an army of men. And they went through a real negative circumstance. And these guys that, you know, David had recruited, these men that came to him, and he built them into these warriors. I mean, they were his followers. At one point, everything had changed because of what had happened to them. And they were now talking about stoning David and killing their leader. I mean, you can find the story in 1 Samuel chapter 30. But can you imagine the situation that David is now in? I mean, these guys that once supported him, now they're talking about stoning him. How discouraging can that be? But the Bible says this in verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 30, that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And another translation says it this way, he strengthened himself in the Lord. But, you know, can you imagine? How did he do that when all these negative voices are speaking to him? You know, we're going to stone you. And how discouraging can that be? These guys that were once followers are now wanting to kill him. And David overcame that moment as he encouraged himself in the Lord, his own self-talk. His self-talk became louder than what these others were saying. Think about that. I mean, he encouraged himself. And I can just imagine, you know, he was reminding himself of who God had called him to be. He was reminding himself that he had been anointed to be the king and all the past victories, no doubt. I mean, it's just speculation, but can you imagine how did he encourage himself with his own self-talk? He encouraged himself in the Lord. He reminded himself that God was with him. He'd never leave him or forsake him. And David's self-talk was powerful. In fact, it overcame those negative things that were being said to him by his own friends, his own soldiers that he had recruited and trained and raised up. Wow, your words are powerful, friend. And here's the big idea. And wrapping up this podcast today, here's the big idea. Your words are a choice. They really are. When it comes right down to it, the words that you speak to yourself, the words that you speak to others, it's a choice that you make. You know, we're not like puppets and a ventriloquist speaking through us. And really, you know, it's kind of silly, but a puppet with is just speaking the words that ventriloquist is speaking through it. And you're not a puppet. I'm not a puppet. We're choosing the words that we want to speak. And I just, one more verse that I wanted to share with you from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. It says this: when you speak healing words, you offer others fruit from the tree of life. But unhealthy negative words do nothing but crush their hopes. Can you see, again, your words are powerful. When you speak healing words, wow, you offer others fruit from the tree of life. But unhealthy negative words crushes their hopes. It says it this way in another translation: kind words heal and help. Wow. Man, just think about that. But cutting words wound and maim. The power of your words. What do I want to do with my words? I want to heal and help. I want to heal and help others. And that's what I hope you do as well. Because with this podcast, I want to encourage you so that you will in turn go out and encourage others. And can I say it this way? With your words, help and heal a hurting world. Again, thanks for joining me on this podcast today. I hope it's helped you. I hope it's encouraged you. I'll see you next time on the I Encourage podcast.